It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. We are super lucky. We've got David Coventry joined on Zoom with us today from the band Hail Meteor. Kia ora, David. How are you?
Kia ora. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're super excited to be chatting with you. You've picked some really sick tracks for us today, and I'm excited to go through each one. You guys just released your latest album, Nera, which came out last Friday. It's your second LP together. So super excited to talk about that as well. Just a couple days since its release, how does it feel in particular to have this record out in the world now?
Oh, it feels really good. It's took me quite a long time to get it finished with everyone. And it was a lot of stress, and it was only when I heard the LP on Sarah, our keyboard player and singer's record player, that I went, oh yeah, there it is. And I felt this sort of great sense of joy and happiness. Yeah. It was a really nice moment.
When it all just like clicks together, it's the best feeling, huh?
Yeah. I'd only have already heard it on my monitors in my, you know, little studio here. And to hear it on a rotating black disc was pretty cool with a
pretty
needle
nuts.
And a groove.
Yeah. And now it's out in the world. Yay. We're going to start with your first track you've selected for us today. This is one by Emma Ruth Rundle. It's called Light Song. We're going to hit that one first, and then we'll continue talking a little bit more over that.
Great.
This is Emma Ruth Rundle's Light Song. We're speaking to David Coventry of Hail Media. David, why'd you pick this track? It's so stunning, especially that super, super long start. It's just got such a textured and layered instrumental.
Yeah. So when I discovered that I was going to be in a band again, I hadn't played music in a very long time. I hadn't been in a band for a very long time, and I kind of lost track of what was, you know, what had really been going on in contemporary music. And so I got Izzy, our bass player and singer, to make me a compilation of, you know, contemporary stuff that she loved. And I think this was like the second song on it, on the compilation. And I was just stunned by it. And I listened to it over and over and over. So it really became kind of a touchstone for us in a way that allowed kind of a place to come together musically. And it still moves me a lot when I hear it. And I think everybody in the band feels the same about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a track that you can come back to, I just think, because there's just so much to discover in it sonically. And it's really beautiful to hear that it was kind of music that brought you back to a space where you were creating. That's really beautiful. Now, Nera is your sophomore album, and your last album came out in 2023. This record seems like a real expansion of what you kind of had on Fourth Horse, and you've really like built on that existing sound. Was there anything different that you wanted to explore on Nera?
Well, I think it was really represented our development as a band. The first Fourth Horse, the first album, was really just the three of us, me, Izzy, and Simon, our drummer. And not long before we put it out, JK, John, joined on guitar, and he sort of kind of quickly put some tracks to it. So it was really represented, I think it really was just the first six songs that we wrote, and we decided to record them because we couldn't think of anything else better to do with them. So really the last 2 years, you know, we've been working on our sound, learning how it is to play together with the five of us, because we now have Sarah also on keyboards and backing vocals. So it's really just a natural progression, and sort of it was also a learning experience for me trying to produce the thing and make it sound like how we sound when we play together.
Amazing. The next track you've picked for us today is a song by Belterspace. Exciting. Mm. I feel like every band that I talk to who reference them are always brilliant. So, I'm so glad that you've picked this. You've picked Your Invisible Life. We'll listen to that now and talk soon. Absolutely brilliant. This is Your Invisible Life by Belterspace. We've got David Coventry from Hail Media on the line with us. David, talk to us a little bit about why you selected this track in particular.
It's one of the tracks that changed my brain when I heard it when I was, 18 or 19, a very, very long time ago. Mm. It's always something that I've been trying to replicate on the guitar. When I'm playing rhythm guitar, I've always just been trying to replicate something like that. And I remember the day the first Belterspace album came out. A friend of mine came around to my flat, and he had the new Straitjacket Fit, the first Straitjacket Fits album, Hail, which we all thought was just going to be this, thing from God or whatever. And we put that on and we listened to it and we went, oh, okay. And then he had this other album, the Belterspace Tanker album, which we didn't know anything about. It's just that it had two people from the Gordons in it. And so we put it on and we didn't take it off all weekend. It was just one of the greatest things I'd ever heard in my life. And as I said earlier, it changed my brain. The way the guitar could be played was suddenly changed for me, and I just found it so powerful and so kind of heavy in a way, and aggressive, and but beautiful and full of harmonics. And I know every guy you probably come across who's my sort of age, originally from the plane in the 90s, probably references Balder Space, you know what I mean? And everyone I know has a different album, which is their favourite. But the first one is my favourite by some distance.
For sure. Yeah, it's amazing how, like, those albums that you listen to, like, in, I don't know, I want to say, like, your formative years, how, like, much that has an impact on your relationship with music as you just continue on in life, and that it just holds that special place for such a long time. Yeah, it's beautiful to hear about that always. I love hearing each and every person's band that is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Sonic Youth is another one. The Velvet Underground, you know.
Absolutely.
I think everybody says that, you know, but it's true, you know.
Great. It doesn't matter if it's true.
That's why we all say it. It's obviously great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've picked a track for your next selection, a Cocteau Twins track, which is probably one of the bands that I would put in there for myself. So that's a nice lead on.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is Know Who You Are at Every Age. We'll hit this one and then continue talking shortly. Selection. This is Know Who You Are at Every Age by the Cocteau Twins. We have David Coventry from Hail Media on the line with us. David, talk to us a little bit about your relationship with the Cocteau Twins and this song.
Yeah, oh gee, you know, it goes that same flat I was talking about. It's the first time I heard Elizabeth Fraser sing, I think.
I love that woman. And I was listening to your music before and I thought, oh, I can hear her in the vocals so deeply. Sorry, anyway.
No. That's why we picked this song. She's there. And so is Robin Guthrie, you know, his guitars. Yeah, it's just, you can't, whatever that comes out of her mouth, you know, you just melt in different ways. You know, you're moved to extraordinary lengths by that one way or another, but it might be grief, it might be love, it might be the completely abstract. You know, she's just incredible, and he's just incredible. So, and also the other thing is, the reason I chose this one is because me and Izzy have started a cover of it a while back, which we're hoping to get back to at some stage.
Oh my god, I would love to hear that.
yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
If I might say so myself.
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a bit of a theme here, like so many timeless songs that you've selected that just you can return back to at every age, if you will, and, you know, find a new relationship with it and new connection to it. I think it's really beautiful. Nice to reflect on that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. We've got one more track that you've selected for us today before we hit your own track, and it's one from Mogwai. This is Cody.
This is a song called Cody by Mogwai. We've got David Coventry of Hail Media on the line. Soph and I just took really big exhales out when we listened to the intro of the song because, oh, she's heavy. I don't know, there's something about this instrumental that just gives you a raw gut reaction.
Pretty dreamy, huh?
Yeah, totally.
It's a pretty beautiful song.
And
Nope.
Sorry, you actually opened for them last year in February. I'd love to know what that show was like, and it must have been such a good atmosphere and crowd, and they must have been super receptive to your music.
Yeah, it was pretty great. It was pretty fun. Went by very quickly. Our songs are quite long, so we only got to play five of them. But yeah, it was pretty cool. We really suit being on a big stage and having, you know, a giant PA. It felt very at home for me anyway. And yeah, it was great fun. They were lovely. They were very sweet and kind. And really appreciative of our music. They were one of those bands that actually listened to all the bands who put in requests to play, and they chose us.
Oh,
they said, we chose you because you were the best ones. So
I also think the obvious, most
which is nonsense, you know, but it was really sweet of them.
I really understand I hear what you say about the, I guess, expansive nature of a bigger stage, because I feel like your music is quite orchestral in a way. And I can you can hear how you kind of, you need a big open space to be able to fully appreciate it, I think.
Yeah, it felt really right. So we kind of need another big band to come along and say, can you come play at the Opera House again with us? Because, we loved it. It was really fun.
The Opera House is so beautiful as well for that.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a bit weird playing to 1,000 people who were all sitting down. It was a bit weird, but especially when we finished with our rock songs. But you know, it was really great, and we were really, really grateful for that for that moment.
Oh, how special. Before we go, I wanted to ask a little bit more about the track that you've selected to play from your own album, Nera, and you've selected to play Mountains. It's such a powerful opening track. Talk to us a bit about the writing of this track in particular.
This one, it was an interesting one. It was the kind of first song that Izzy just presented to the band kind of fully formed. So we had to kind of, it's usually been, I've written the riff, Izzy's written a vocal, we kind of figure it out that way. But this time it was Izzy, all Izzy. And so we had to sort of figure out a way to sort of honour that song and its lyrical content and stuff. So I think we pulled it off and, you know, really happy with it. The first time Izzy presented a song with Te Reo content to me was on our first album, and she didn't tell me what was about to happen, but she started doing a karakia in one of our songs, and I just kind of burst into tears. I'd never experienced anything like that within music I've been involved in. So to have her singing in Te Reo, it adds a deep spiritual resonance to all of us. So that's why I chose this one. Just because it has that presented there. It's funny that I also chose the Light song, because it has that long intro of sustained guitars. This one has the same, and I kind of forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, that's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful track. I'm looking forward to playing it for our listeners right now. It's been such a pleasure, David. Thanks so much for joining us on the phone and for selecting these tracks. It's been, so great to chat. Thank you.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Of course.
And you can buy our album on Bandcamp or Flying Out or places like that.
Yeah. Yes. Go support Hail Media. Their sophomore album, Nera, is out now. Bandcamp, other media.
Go get a record, man.
Go get a record.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, David. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
that was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.